How frustrating was that tonight? Just couldn't seem to get anything going offensively.
Yeah, you know, they did a good job. They did a good job on third down. You know, we just couldn't quite get things going. We're backed up a bunch, but we didn't make plays. I think everybody missed some plays that we needed to make and just couldn't get much going.
What happened on that third goal play, third down in the red zone play to Wolverine?
Yeah, I got hit Shane on that. So just kind of a screen trying to pop him out of the backfield and. Thought I had to throw a little bit sooner than I wanted to and try to kind of float it up there for him where he can maybe adjust and get to it, but just put a little bit too much on it, but we got to hit that one.
Yeah, another new combination on the right side of the offensive line in Chad and John Alapio. How do you think they responded tonight?
I think they competed and, going against some good players. But I thought they hung in there, competed, and we just did fine.
You were under a little bit more duress than many other games. Did you kind of, was it hard to really get anything going consistently because of the pressure?
Well, we just never got a great rhythm. So, we needed to have some longer drives. It was just kind of first down, second down, third down. We just weren't able to, get some drives and slow down that pass rush. They did a good job. They got some good players. And we had to hold it a little bit sometimes. They'll get some pressure. So, we just need to do a better job of combination of everybody. I had to hit some throws. Guys had to win some. Guys had to make some catches. Each play kind of had its own reason for not being successful.
It's another tough night for Evan Ingram. What do you say to a rookie going through a tough stretch like he has over these past two games?
Well, you just got to keep fighting, So you get kind of the second half of the season, and, these rookies, it can get long for them, so you just got to keep grinding and make sure you're focused, but we need him to, make some plays for us.
Eli, Sterling's migraines kind of came out of nowhere. He has, like, a career-high game, and then now he misses two. How much different is it for you when he's not out there? I mean, I know he's a good player, but...
He missed, he's one of our go-to guys and has some experience and playmaker. And so, I thought he was going to give it a shot today. Kind of went through some little chair drill this morning and was in there and then, got word that he wasn't going to go. So, obviously, got to get him healthy and make sure he's fine. Anything, dealing with the head is scary. So, we definitely miss him.
Do you ever think this offense should average 16 points a game this season, and that's kind of where you're at right now?
No, I didn't think that.
Why do you think you're in that range? What do you sort of attribute to that in the big picture?
Well, we've lost a lot of players, missing our three starting receivers for a lot of the season. Getting some new guys in, they're doing some good things. We just... missing some linemen, so we're missing some of our key players on offense, and it's just tough to catch up and make up and make some of those plays from the playmakers that we lost.
Eli, with all of the injuries you just talked about, how slim is the margin for error for you guys? I mean, you don't seem like a team that can overcome some of the little mistakes that
right. I think we've been doing a pretty good job of not making the big mistakes, not turning the ball over, and not putting ourselves in harm. But we can't afford to have missed throws on third downs, or have drops, or have miscommunication. We only get so many opportunities to make some plays, and we got to make them. We need to play better than what we're playing.
You worry about this team, or even yourself, getting demoralized by the record and just the.
No, it's been a tough stretch most of the season. So we're going to keep fighting. We fought hard today. We're right there in the games. We got to find a way to make some plays in the fourth quarter and win some football games. Last week we were able to do it. This week been an overcoming.
Eli, you've been around teams and offenses where you expect to go out and score and be dominant. As this game is going on, and it's getting more and more difficult. Do you feel it? Do you feel as confident?
Yeah, you feel every time you get the ball, you can get something going. You can make some plays. You can hit a pass or hit a play action or get something going. They just kind of need one. We just need one first down to get a little momentum, and we just weren't getting that first down very often.
Why do you think you couldn't hit any plays downfield against them today? Is there anything they did defensively against you guys?
I thought we hit Evan on a deep cross for a big play. We didn't complete the ball enough. We didn't throw too many shots. Too many shots down the field, and we just didn't have the ball enough or convert on third downs to give us an opportunity to take the shots.
Darko seemed to be on a good stretch the last couple games. You guys seemed to try and get the ball a little bit further, and then you seemed like you switched to Gallman. Any reason why you guys kind of switched it up and went with Gallman a little bit more in the second half?
No, I don't have the reason for that, or that's the coach's decision.
Eli, does all the losing tire you out emotionally? Like, especially after a big win like you got on Sunday, locker room, so upbeat and now.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. It's no fun losing. It's no fun, not scoring enough points offensively. So, it can wear you out. It can test you. But we just got to keep going to the drawing board and find ways to play better and move the ball and score some points.
Last one.
You take this personally, Eli? You take it personally?
I think everybody takes it personally. You lose a football game, you feel bad. You always think about plays you could have made a difference. It's tough.